His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Yeah. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Yeah. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, and black power. Brothers and sisters, you are live on Black Power Radio. We want to waste no time and go right to our national chairman. Here he is, the attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, brother chairman.
Black power, brother Sean. I know we're starting late tonight, so I want to thank you, but first ask, is anybody on? Are the phone lines lighting up?
Yes, sir, brother chairman. The phone lines are jam-packed. Everybody's waiting on you, sir.
The phone lines are jam-packed. Thank you very much. Dear brothers and sisters, I will waste no time tonight getting to the point. But first, I have to give honor to God and the God of the black nation and the God of our forefathers for giving to us a bold, bald-headed black man to whom I owe much of my success to. And that man is Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I want to also thank other great influences in my life. I want to thank God for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I say like Dr. Khalid Muhammad, no matter what went down, no matter how much water went under the bridge, I still thank Allah for him because he has been a great and powerful influence on my life. I thank God for Minister Malcolm X, for being a strong influence on my life as an early college student and still today. And I thank God for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for it was him I was introduced to by my grandfather many, many years ago, and it was through Message to the Black Man and the Holy Quran and the basic foundation teachings of the Nation of Islam given to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by Master Farah Muhammad that is my base and my foundation and the foundation of all the men I just named. I thank God also for Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I thank God for the Honorable Dr. Huey P. Newton. I thank God for the Honorable Kwame Ture of Stokely Carmichael. And all of their great names, I greet you again. And in the name of Khalid Abdul Muhammad, I say to you all, black power, all power to the people, assalamu alaikum, hotep, free the land, and black laws for all black people. It is my deep honor and pleasure to be on again on Black Power Radio, and what a hot time it is in the old town tonight. It's one thing to read about history, and it is another thing to walk on the pages of history. And today, you and I, brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party and in the Black Power Movement who are listening, and there are all kind of folks listening on this tonight. There are friends as well as enemies that are listening. You better believe it. And some of those who are sitting on the fence and in between. But we want to make it clear tonight who the new Black Panther Party is, what we stand for. Our subject tonight is the crucifixion and the exaltation of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. As we will try to get this subject over within the next hour, I would hope to get most of it over within a half hour and finally take some of your questions. since something to everything is going on and being said out there in the black nation about the new Black Panther Party. New Black Panther Party everywhere I'm looking. It's on Fox News all day, all night. It's on CNN. It's on MSNBC. It's all on the radio. Oh, big fat Rush Limbaugh. Every minute he's on there, when he's not taking and overdosing on some prescription pills down there, he's talking crazy about the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. They're going wild out there, talking about this so-called fringe group, this so-called group of extremists that they ain't got nobody with them. Why in the hell are you so worried about them? And so the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, this is a but time for those who are listening. And those that haven't heard this, you will share this broadcast. But we have a lot to talk about tonight, Brother Sean. I may have to take one quick call. Let me take one quick call to clear some emergency. You come right in, brother, for 2 minutes. I'm going to have to come right back. Just pitch in with me for a second, sir. You there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, Brother Chen.
Just get out for 60 seconds, and let me clear a critical call, and I'm going to come right back, y'all. Station
okay.
Break.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. And so there it is, our national chairman to be right back with us, and we thank you all for being with us for Black Power Radio. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, and even if the phone lines are full, you can still listen right now online at blogtalkradio.com/NBPPR Tech. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/NBPPR Tech. And all shows are archived after the show. And so for those who are trying to get in, if you can't get on the phone lines, listen online, get into the chat room, and let's put your questions up and ask your questions to the general and national representative of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Attorney of War, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so he'll be right back. And we're going to hold the line. You are on now live listening to your brother, the Commander-in-Chief of the new Black Panther Party, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Forget a soundbite. Forget what Fox is talking about. You're going to hear it now for yourself. And so take it back. Run it back in for the agents online. You run that back to the desk of whoever you work for, that the new Black Panther Party is strong. We working. We bold. And we ain't going nowhere. 20 years strong. And looking for 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 more with a man in charge like Attorney Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Black
and
Power.
So, Black Power. Go ahead, Brother Chairman.
Brother, you're an excellent man to work with on these communication areas. That's Brother Sean. Brother Sean, you're doing a hell of a job, man, with this information.
Thank you, sir.
And communication.
Thank you, sir. You've
got to come up with a special position for you, Hell of Isolate, who's doing a hell of a job on these websites as the National Minister of Information. You don't have to be the National Minister of Communications because you're getting the information out strong through the black nation that's working your post and is a good brother. So I give you a strong black hand, and let me get black to the subject. Again, our subject tonight is the crucifixion, the attempted crucifixion, and the exaltation of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. This is the year of the Panther, 2010. And little did we know that this would be our year that had been written and prophesied to come. We don't have to study history now of the Panther or the greatness in the past. We are walking on the pages of history as I speak right now, July 14th, 2010. This is the year of the Panther, just like the year 1969, that bold banner on the cover of the Black Panther Intercommunal News Service was the year of the Panther. Here we are now, 41 years later, the year of the Panther, 2010. When you see the Panther now, everywhere you see it, our logo and our emblem being flashed to the masses across the world. Everywhere you see, even if it's a distortion by our enemy, you still see our representatives, our spokespersons. You're seeing Malik Zulu Shabazz in the living room of the black man and the white man, too. You're seeing the image in the face of this fiery young warrior, King Samir Shabazz, in the living room of the black man and the white man, too. And hell, since it's a multicultural society, the yellow man, the red man, everybody, going all across the face of the planet Earth. I say to you, this is the year of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. This is our year, and it's the coldest year since our 20-year anniversary. But let's recap for a minute and look at this journey through history as we walk the pages of history and prophecy right before our very eyes. All praise is due to Allah. Before we get started, all praise is due to Allah, because nothing would be happening here if God did not permit it to be happening. If God did not permit it to be happening, none of this would be happening. I'll get a little deeper into that as we go further. We stand at our 20-year anniversary, and we dealt with the subject matter that we are seeing before our very eyes, and we even see now flashes and highlights of that 20-year anniversary being played in the across America, everywhere. But we look back, we know the whole story. You all know my lecture at that time, and I said this was the year of the Panther. I said that we had been 43 years in existence at the end of 2009. And now that the Panther had been in existence for 43 years, the next year would be the year of the God power manifest in the Panther. The 4 and the 3 come into the number 7, which is the number of God, the number of the black man and the black woman, the God and the goddess. I said this at our 20-year anniversary. Little did I know in what way it would really come to power. I had let you know then, at the 20-year anniversary, the seriousness of the plans and the plots of the right wing and the Republican against the Panther Party. And I said then that we would be having a showdown and that we told them to bring it on. Hell, little did I know, really would they bring it on. And this would be a year of a major showdown and a major series of confrontations and battles and struggles involving the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, the Department of Justice, the Republicans. Oh, Glenn Beck, silly kid. Glenn Beck, teaching on the new Black Panther Party for self-defense every day. Yeah, like he's one of our ministers from a rebel mosque or something. I mean, it's a wild set out here, in case you're not paying attention to it. If you ain't paying attention to this, you are deaf, dumb, and blind. If you are not moving on this momentum, and if this won't wake you up and get you out in the streets to represent your nation and to stand up and recruit like a monster and to defend your organization and to take to the allies and the radio stations and call us and defend us an hour, if you won't do nothing based on what's going on right now, if this won't move you, then nothing will move your dead ass. I am not playing. If this what's going on right now will not move you, you are officially dead. And do not report back ever again, because you are not made for the revolution. Because these circumstances and times that I speak on right now are made for revolutionaries, made for activists, made for warriors, made for writers, made for soldiers and security men and ministers and tacticians and thinkers. It's a hell of a time going on right now. Let me try to move this subject matter, but I'm serious, and you know who I'm talking to. If this won't get you off your ass, you need to take a pass, because the real revolutionaries are emailing and calling in by the hundreds all over America. It's such a flood of calls coming in, both love and hate. Both love and hate. Hell, we can hardly keep up. The love is coming in from black people on a regular basis. They're telling me on a regular basis. And they're telling some of you, too, keep up the good work. Keep it going. We with you. We saw you here. We understand. We appreciate you. The word from our people, our elders, the youth, they're calling in and from all ages and all stages. And the hate mail is coming, too. The hate mail coming in worse. The white man is going crazy out there. He's coming in and emailing and calling in with his threats, and hell, it's on. You got, damn it, this white man hearing that message out there, killing white babies. That white man is different than you, brothers and sisters. He don't hear a message of killing our babies, and he go to sleep and go, I'll wait on the government. He say, the government, hell, I'll get my machine gun, boy. I'll get my gun, boy. He already was getting a gun before he heard this. Now he knows, now he hears that a new Black Panther Party is on the scene, and he's rising up too. Are you ready for the challenge? Hmm? I'll get back to that for a minute while you quiver. Some of you quiver in your boots. Others of you desire these times. You are born for these times. And those are the brothers and sisters I'm looking for right now, because this is the time in the season of war. Oh, yeah. Are we a fringe group? Are we some kind of group of lunatics? Are we just a little narrow pocket of a mirror opposite of the Ku Klux Klan? Do we have any friends? Do we have any allies? Have any groups and peoples in the Black community and the Black nation, any causes, events, and struggles been aided by the new Black Panther Party for self-defense? That's what I want to know. Are we, is attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz just some kind of small, extreme, militant, lunatic? He's nothing, as Bill O'Reilly would say. Or is he a Black man that is coming into a position where the broad masses of Black people would hear him? Hmm? Is King Samir Shabazz just a Black skinhead or a Black racist? Or is he a committed young Black man, revolutionary warrior that has been put in this position for some divine reason and some divine season? I will answer all of these questions tonight. You better listen to here good, and you take this and study this and pass this around, and you be ready to get down this Friday and Saturday, July 16th and 17th in Newberry County, South Carolina. You better be ready to take charge of your post and all Black Nation property in view. Take charge of your post. Hmm? If you really knew what walking your post in a perfect manner, keeping always on the alert, if you knew what that meant right now, shit, you would be so busy it would make your head spin and be dizzy in this day and hour. We got work to do. And for the whole eyes of the world and the attack of the world is on the new Black Panther Party, but the God's hand is on the new Black Panther Party, and God can deliver us from the midst of our enemy. A mighty God can come down and reach and take this little stone that's rolling through Babylon and use it for his and her purposes. Use it for God's divine purposes. The stone that the builders rejected could be the headstone of the corner. And the Black nation and the Kaaba is coming to know this little black stone for a divine reason. Hello. Better wake up and look around and see the signs of the times. It's the year of the Panther. In our 20-year anniversary, I had told you some things, and I would like it if you would pay attention to me a little more careful and take it seriously. I have never told you that I am any kind of prophet or that I have prophetic skills, but I have said several things to you this year that have come to pass, so perhaps you should take me seriously. I informed you at the 20-year anniversary that this attack was going on, the importance of it, and that the attack was coming. We produced a newspaper, and it was the central item in the newspaper long before this broke on all of the airwaves and the news. We had it well, well covered in our newspaper, thanks to Sister Alza, Brother Sean, David X, the newspaper staff, and those that were working this issue. Now, what you have read, you see coming right before your very eyes, but you see it in a much stronger, more powerful, and potent form. And so I have been telling you that this attack was coming. I called, and I don't even know why I said it. It just came through me, called for war with the Tea Party. I said, we want some of the Tea Party. And look how it turns out. Hell, we didn't have to make war on the Tea Party. The Tea Party have made war on us. They're on CNN and everywhere tonight condemning the NAACP for condemning them and not condemning us. Glenn Beck and all of these Tea Party people are now have declared war on the new Black Panther Party. Can we survive? They outnumber us. They have more media than us, more guns than us, more dollars than us, more white folks than us. Crackers as well, well, in all of them areas. Is there a God that can deliver us and make us successful over our open enemies and our open adversaries in this hour? We're going to answer this question. And we have been telling you, and I have been telling you, the seriousness of this day and time and what would be happening this year. We have been sincerely going about our work. We had our Black Power Convention. We gathered over 40 organizations of all stripes and warmly welcomed to our convention and gave them a platform. We have been sincere about building an African or a Black United Front and bringing our brothers and sisters together and doing the consistent work of Kujichagulia or self-determination and organizing in the Black nation, at least on a national level. I'm hoping you're doing the same locally. Many of you are. And we have been sincerely going about our work. We went into Newberry sincerely to help the family of Anthony Hill and to fight the case of Anthony Hill. And now we are on the verge of a major march, but we have engaged in a major mobilization and have organized a whole town in Newberry, South Carolina, for the good of the town. Matter of fact, before I get off of here, I'm going to have to read you the 7 demands from the march in Newberry County, South Carolina. The 7 demands of our march in Newberry County, South Carolina, so you can really understand what we're doing down there and the importance of it and the history of it. 7 demands for justice for Anthony Hill and the Black people in South Carolina. This is the program of the new Black Panther Party. This is the actions and the agenda on a national level of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the new Black Panther Party, Black Lawyers for Justice, the members of the National Central Committee of the new Black Panther Party. This is what's not being heard right now in the press or in the media. This is what the white man is not going to give you, the real sincere work that we do. He plans to defame us, but God plans to make us known. And this type of work that we are doing in South Carolina, dear brothers and sisters, by Allah's grace and his permission, will be made known this weekend. So you better be in South Carolina and don't make no excuses. Bashir out of New Jersey, we need you. You've done a hell of a job in New Jersey for 52 weeks. Now we need you to come on down this week down into Newberry County, South Carolina. We need every soldier with hundreds of Black people in the street. Major threats on our leadership, major security concerns, white folks upset and pissed, and Black people fired up and behind us. That's a hell of a mix that you should concede no concessions to and make no excuses for not being and supporting your organization. Hell, if you don't support us right now and won't get up, I'm not talking to any specific person. I'm talking in general. When I say I want to see Bashir, I want to see every one of our leaders, Zaid, Divine, Hannibal, Khadijah, the East Region, strong, Virginia, strong, every soldier from Virginia, strong, Maryland, D.C., strong. Everybody, except those we have told to stay away, which are very few. Everybody, strong. Make no excuses for failure. If you ain't got no money, get them buckets and get out in the street tomorrow morning and take the buckets and go to every business in the community or stand on the street corner in your uniform. The people have been seeing you. Stop hiding from the people. They seeing you on TV. Now they need to see you live in person. Go and get the money. Stop making excuses. Take the buckets and get the money and get on the road. Hello. Make no excuses for failure here. Let's roll. Because this is a serious day, time, and hour. You would want to get with your leadership right away. for this is our day of our exaltation. They are plotting our crucifixion, but God have planned our exaltation. And so the gods have to get together to plan our exaltation, for there is no mystery God. And so the God body of the new Black Panther Party, the goddess body, our brothers and sisters, we have to get together and form a circle together that is unbreakable in this day and time. If we are to survive the attack on our organization, there is no mystery God that is going to defend us. It's going to take your arm, leg, or arm, head to get up and get down and do something about this in this day and time. This will be a day of challenging to all who say they believe in this. It's going to challenge you. If you're scared and you don't know why you're in this now, you can take a hike. You might as well go on and bail on out now and just send your patch back in. For this is no playtime. This is for real men and real women. All you got to do is defend. You ain't got to take the heat like your leadership does and like I do. You don't have to take the direct heat in the spotlight or be under threat like I am and Samir Shabazz is to that degree. And so what you could at least do is support your organization in this hour. You should be doing everything to support your organization. You should be going buck wild. The white man is writing 100 articles, stories, and blogs every day defending this organization. Where is your pen? Where is your email? Where is your analysis? Where are you sending all them damn silly emails out about something else? Now, your organization is under the greatest attack that any black organization has been under in years. You ain't saying a damn thing, some of you.
That's right.
Get off of your ass. Get off of your ass and do something. Take charge of your post and all Black Nation property in view. Keep it always on the alert. Talk about quit your post. Get on your post. Your post is everywhere. Hell, if you can't find your post, turn on the goddamn TV. Wake up and smell the crack, man. Black power. This is real talk for real men and women. Look, let me keep moving. I'm telling you, man, we're serious about this. And God is blessing us, but God is not going to bless us if we don't bless ourselves. All right? Now, the leadership needs support. They don't need you just to be quiet, just to fall in line. Now we need you to step up and show you got skills. Step up and show you got will. You should be moving and rolling. We should be hearing from you, especially the brighter and the sharper amongst you. You should be making your contribution right now in this day and time and hour. And so let's continue on a little bit more. That's what I'm saying is you got to be in Newberry. You got to be in Columbia. We will be at the trailer where the white man, the white supremacist, Gregory Collins, arrested for the murder of Anthony Hill and dragging our brother 10 miles behind a truck after blowing his brains out with a gun. A white supremacist, according to our information, an investigation as we've been working the ground round the clock. We've been working the ground. All you got to do is make one trip. Hello. And so we'll be at the trailer Friday night at 7 p.m. Friday night. I'll be out there. Hashim will be out there. Saturday we have the march. So much to talk about. I can't even really talk about it on the phone. But if you say you're a soldier, a security man, you got boots on, a patch on, you say you got your piece, you say you got your equipment, you say you're a soldier, every man that even got a pair of boots on should have been on this. This is made for soldiers. And so it's time now. I don't want to hear no excuses. Let's roll. Voter intimidation, they say this is the way of the new Black Panther Party. Reverse racism, they say is the way of the new Black Panther Party, which is so quite ironic. I mean, when has the white man been prosecuted for voter intimidation? You know, now he acts like the worst sin in the world was King Samir with a billy club in front of the polling station cussing them out. He says that's the worst thing in the world. Some of these white folks, now a growing majority of white folks just clamoring, a growing majority say this is the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. But never have they called for any kind of prosecution or compensation or adjustment for the fact that they sick dogs and billy clubs and did everything under the sun, killed us for even trying to vote, beat the hell out of us, and resisted and fought the Civil Rights Act and filibustered and fought the hell out of it all throughout the 1960s. So the Civil Rights Act was passed in 1964. But allegedly the new Black Panther Party, via King Samir Shabazz, is the worst voter intimidation operation in the history of the United States of America. You see how ludicrous and preposterous this is. And so, what the white man is not saying right now, or at least the white man on Fox is not saying right now, is that the criminal charges, this thing has two aspects. They're very deceptive in what they leave out. It has two aspects. It has a civil aspect and a criminal aspect. A criminal charge can land you in jail. A civil charge gets you an injunction and has a civil penalty. The criminal charge is more serious. The civil penalty can enjoin you. It's like a restraining order or an injunction. It keeps you away from somewhere. Many of us know about restraining orders and civil protection orders. And so it was really George Bush, before Obama and them got in office, his Justice Department, that decided that no one should be locked up for the offense. No one should have a criminal charge for the offense. How outrageous is that? Mr. Fox News, Mr. Republican? Now, we're at the point here where the civil charges that were levied against the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, King Samir Shabazz, and myself and Jerry Jackson were brought in front of Eric Holder and the United States Justice Department, and they looked at the case and saw clearly that the new Black Panther Party did not participate and does not condone voter intimidation, and the record has been clear on that since last year. We made our intention known on that last year. They so late on this. When it first happened, the new Black Panther Party position on this was clear. And so this is all planned, is what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is this thing has been planned out as part of the midterm election campaign. Remember, I warned you that this will become a midterm election strategy by the Republicans to turn out white votes, to get white folks mad, and they're getting white folks mad, to get them fired up to vote and mobilize against Obama, claiming he's a reverse racist and claiming that we are part of the problem. In another sinister way, they're really trying to use us against him. You know, this is the demonized black people, the new Willie Horton, the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And so what we have to do right now, dear brothers and sisters, is work this in a very wise way where Allah and God can use us for his exaltation so that we may do a great work for the black nation. And so this thing is, again, I told you before, it was about the midterm elections, which are coming up in the fall. The 2010 midterm elections and all of these candidates which are running for office again, and the Republicans are trying to take back the House, they're trying to take back the Senate, and they're using every dirty trick in the book that they can in their war with Obama and the Democrats. And how and little and how would we know that the little new Black Panther Party would be right down here in the middle of it? Newsweek magazine, get the latest Newsweek magazine. They are talking about us, not in a good way. They're trying to really talk bad about us, saying we're a lunatic fringe group. But hell, it's a whole big article in the Newsweek magazine. And it's in all everywhere and in all of the papers, and I really don't know how big this thing is going to get. But it's already big now as we walk on these pages of history. So I wanted you to understand that they want to demonize Obama, demonize the new Black Panther Party, demonize black people, And the angry and dissatisfied white folks are definitely want to make a change. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that dissatisfaction is the mother of change. And I guess that works both ways, positive change or negative change, or change for us or change for them. I guess it's a universal law. And so they're whipping up dissatisfaction on their side, and they plan on making a change. When they say take their country back, they mean take it back from the niggas. They mean take it back from a black man in the White House. They mean take it back from a black woman in the White House. Whatever your opinion is of Barack and Michelle Obama and Sasha and Malia, you must understand baseline, regardless to your opinion on them or their performance, or his performance as a president, regardless of your opinion, you must understand that the mere fact of him being a black man in the White House has upset many white folks, many Americans. That has really been an affront to white supremacy. And so they're using veiled racist language. They're using veiled language. They're so upset about spending. They're so upset about taxes. Goddamn, George Bush spent all of the damn money all of the damn time, trillions and billions of deficit spending. He went crazy. You didn't see them out there saying this. They are using anything. They're saying take it back from the black man. They've had enough of this, what they call a nigger Obama. They say they've had enough of him. And now they certainly say they have had enough of us. And they are going to try to kill two black birds with one white stone. But it will not happen, because we will not play into the hands of the devil. We will not play into the hands of Satan. We will play into the hands of God. How do we play into the hands of God? How do we make it through these times? How do we deal as a growing organization, strong but growing, in need of protection, in need of guidance, in need of deliverance? In order to be victorious, how do we make it? We got to have strong leadership, and we got to have wise leadership. Look at the atmosphere. White folks are getting really hot now. They're getting more upset because of the way the enemy is spinning that thing. He's spinning it in his media. If you want to get your freedom, you're going to have to kill some of their babies, huh? Killing cracker babies. Yeah, some of you like that. But think what the white man is thinking when it's coming across his living room in Idaho, in Montana, in Pennsylvania, in Maryland, in Georgia. Oh, he takes another response to that. And he doesn't take threats on him like you take threats on you. Hello? He went to war and killed and fought a war for his independent nation just over some taxes. All right. I want you to listen very carefully right now. And so the white man is hot. And he not only intends to take back his country, he intends to take this threat on his baby seriously. And I have so much information at my hands and my disposal on the level of his threats on us and me and Samir, that you would do well to follow every instruction I give you. If I give you an instruction, just follow the instruction. Please don't even question it, because I know that which you know not. My strategy and my tactics that I might use, I have to take it from the God, but my main intent is to be a good shepherd over the sheep of this house. I have to be a good shepherd, and a good shepherd protects the sheep in the house. What is he saying about King Samir? What is he doing about King Samir? I am here to, number one, to protect King Samir's life. And I will not allow this young man to become the next Bobby Hutton or Fred Hampton Sr., gunned down, and we read about how strong King Samir was. Don't give me that about how strong he was, and you're not willing to go and hold post for him tonight. And so what I will do and how I will work through this situation and how I will even work directly with my little brother will be to save his life, because I love him. And I have to protect my little brother and guide my little brother as I do all of the young warriors in this day and in this hour. And so you may say, well, Khaled would have did this or Khaled would have did that. Well, number one, I am not Khaled Muhammad, in case you didn't know. I don't really look that good with a all bald head. That just don't look right on my head. That was Khaled.
Go ahead.
I am not Khaled Muhammad, dear brothers and sisters. I am the national representative of Khaled Muhammad and was hired by him and put on post as his spokesman. But I am not him, and he never told me to be him. He told me to accept your own and to be yourself. And so we must all accept our own and be ourselves. I am greatly influenced by him. I am taught by him. All of the lessons that I have been through and struggle with him to be able to give the right decisions in this hour I gain from either being with him or being taught by him or going through it with him. But I am not he. I am made for this day and hour, particularly for you and this time, as he was made for the dispensation and time that he was in. Hello? Khaled Abdul Muhammad, the honorable Khaled Abdul Muhammad, the student of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan, was made for his dispensation and time and made to give a message in that time that will even last through this time. But he didn't see September 11th. He didn't see the rise of fascism in America. He didn't see the way when he was teaching and when he was on the rostrum, he didn't see how the government has now been able to couple and to use and to match words and to charge with acts under the Patriot Act and use them to imprison and to incarcerate people and to violate their human and civil rights. He did not see that, for he did not see September 11th and those events and those planes crashing into the World Towers. Not so coincidentally, the man they say masterminded it, name is Khaled Sheikh Mohammed. Khaled Mohammed as well. That's another symbolism that we can get into at another time. But he didn't see that, dear brothers and sisters. But God blessed us to have continuity and leadership, and I am able to look at that now and to deal in a post-911 environment. And in a post-911 environment, you must be very careful because technology is way higher than it was in the 1990s. Technology and YouTube and the way these people can pick up these videos and cameras and tweet and do all of this and get messages out quickly. And technology is much more faster and communications is much more high-graded today. And the government is more wickedly wise in term and really oppressive and fascist in using information, using statements to infiltrate black organizations. You see what happened to the brothers and sisters down there in Miami. You've seen what happened down there in Miami after 9/11. I have actionable intelligence that they plan on doing the same thing to the new Black Panther Party. So you should follow, you should let your attorney and your counselor guide you through this. If you are wise, and I know you're wise. I'm talking to the new Black Panther Party for self-defense and all black militants. So I have to protect the sheep and protect the flock. At the same time, take the fight to the enemy. And the fight certainly is being taken to the enemy as our words, our speeches, everything that we've already said and are saying is the strongest voice in America. It's the strongest teaching out there right now that's being heard on a regular basis. No disrespect to nobody else. You know, but it's right now, it's time to talk about us. We have supported everybody, and now we demand support in this hour. We have supported everybody's causes, everybody's movements, everybody's marches. Where are our friends and where are our supporters in this day and this hour? When Newsweek magazine is blasting us, CBS and Fox News, CNN, MSNBC is blasting us. Where are our friends? One more point on Khaled Muhammad. I don't want to leave and lose one more point on Khaled Muhammad. And this continuity of leadership, you must understand this as well. Many of you out there say that Khalid Muhammad was assassinated. Many of you out there will say that there was a conspiracy to kill Khalid Muhammad, and that's how he died. Even some of my critics say I should be pushing that line harder. Okay, well, let's take the information from those persons who believe that and those critics, and let's analyze that. If Khalid Muhammad was assassinated, that means that as the leader of the new Black Panther Party, there was not enough security or protection around him to prevent him from being assassinated. Hello? So if you say Khalid Muhammad was assassinated, who was around him to make sure every glass of water he drank was okay? Who was around him to make sure that his house was and every action and move he made was secure? Was the new Black Panther Party strong enough to secure him and a bold leader like that with a strong message like that? Hell no. And so if you believe in that theory, you must follow what I'm telling you right now, because no leader of an organization can really do or say or hold a stronger position than the organization can actually back or support that man. Otherwise, you're just feeding leaders to the enemy. And so if the lesson, if that is your position on how Khalid Muhammad left from this world, and I say that it's a strong possibility that that occurred, then that means you should be really serious. You should step up in this day and hour and catch up to the pace that your leadership has set. You know what I mean? That means you can't demand that somebody do every single thing like Khalid Muhammad, because you can't even defend that. You can't even protect that. You can't even cover down on that. At least Honorable Louis Farrakhan know when he go out there and do what he do, he going to have security around his operation 24/7, 100%. He going to have finance and money coming from his believers and followers to keep him straight no matter what the enemy do. And so we got a lot of catching up to do, New Black Panther Party. You got a lot of catching up to do. Y'all doing good, but you got to do way better than this. You got to move and build this thing up quick, fast, in a hurry. Quick, fast, in a hurry. No more talking about what we're going to be about, talking about we ain't ready. You better get ready.
That's right.
But I'll be damn sure if you're going to put me out here and walk the plank, and I look behind me and you say back on deck. No, hell no. Where I go, you better be right with me.
Go ahead.
Okay, and so that's what I'm saying, dear brothers and sisters. So I have to be a wise general. I intend on being very wise in this hour, strong and wise. And hell, right now, the new Black Panther Party, again, and this leadership has the strongest voice that's being heard right now in this hour anywhere in America. Take it or leave it. Where are our allies? Where is black leadership in this hour? Where are they? Well, don't make no difference. We're going to move out.
That's
we're
right.
Going to endorse the NAACP resolution against the Tea Party. We're going to endorse that resolution saying that the Tea Party is racist. And the talk of the town right now, the talk of the air right now is why haven't the Tea Party condemned the new Black Panther Party? But I say we should back the NAACP and what they're doing and condemn the Tea Party. And if the NAACP want to move out and want to move on the mall on Glenn Beck on August the 28th, and they want to bring the people out, then we might move on out there with them. The leading civil rights activist organization and the leading black nationalist activist organization. I love it, brothers and sisters. I really got so many more important things to do, and we may go out there, we may not, but we sure gonna consider it. War with the Tea Party. Little did I know when those words were uttered, really what that would come to mean. And so Allah's hand is on this in this hour. Allah's hand can be on King Samir in this hour. He can be on in this hour because he's accepting the discipline of the organization. And that means Allah is going to exalt him. Even in him making a mistake or deviating from organizational policy, November 2nd, 2008. He accepted his suspension and his discipline from the organization. He didn't defect or defame his group, and he came back. And a fire has broken out around his words. We can't go back and punish him again, what they call in the law, res judicata, or try a man twice to please the white man. We will reiterate our position that we reiterated again, but we will not be trashing our brother, because God have a plan for him too. They plan, and God is the best planner. And so his words are out there for a reason. And God have chosen him to be a part of this for a reason, to take a negative and to make it into a positive. And so I want to let you all know that this is the year of the Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz, King Samir Shabazz, King Kimor Arim Shabazz. He's standing up over there right now in France. He's under attack, and he's defending us. He's loyal, loyal as heaven. He's super loyal to this organization and leadership. We are the Shabazz children. We are the children of Malcolm X. And so may Allah bless you, King Samir. I'm your brother. I'm going to look out and make sure we cover down on him. And we will hope that he will rise up and be a great leader in this city and a great leader all over the country. We will be together soon. And his album will go on sale online, his great album, The Stress of a Field Nigga. We're going to try to de-stress him and sell some album copies and de-stress the black man. Because, you know, when he gets stressed, he goes buck wild. When he gets stressed. Oh, like you say, well, why have you not allowed him to speak publicly? Let me tell you this. What he have already said is the number one of the number one hits on the air. He got one of the number one hits out. It's called Kill Cracker Babies. It's playing on the air every 5 minutes. He don't need to say nothing, Jack. I mean, it's just great the way that God will use us to help us to understand that what appears to be reverse racism will ultimately come to expose the true race problem in America. The great race debate is on, and our exaltation is at hand. We have to get up right now and serve our people as best we can. Get up and move out strong. Our exaltation is at hand, and it will be in Newberry, South Carolina. We will be there strong this Saturday in our march against hate crimes. We will be there, and we want everybody to come and join the family of Anthony Hill. We're trying to get the other families of the hate crimes there also, but our chief of staff is held captive right now at the moment, and he's got all the information. So we got more stress that I have to get off the phone line and to deal with. So, dear brothers and sisters, raise up. We're going to have hundreds of black people, maybe thousands, in Newberry. And we are going to march to the state's capital. And we have, and we will give out at that time. I don't even have time to go into it tonight. I've gone over time. The seven demands. Let me read it if I can. Just pardon me slowing down for a minute. I got 7 minutes.
6 minutes plus an after show of an hour worth of time after the regular broadcast.
I will let you all take questions and answers. You can just rock you some. Maybe I'll do question and answers off the air. Yeah, I'll do some question and answers for the phone lines.
Yes, sir.
Maybe when we get off. All right, let me rock this for those that are on the internet. These are our seven demands. I'm not going to read all of it, but I will read the lead points. The seven demands for justice for Anthony Hill and for black people in South Carolina, to be presented at the National March on Hate Crimes, July 17, 2010, convened in Newberry County, South Carolina. Number one is we demand justice for Brother Anthony Hill. Number two is we demand that federal hate crime charges be brought. Number three, we demand a defense. Hold 1 second. I done lost my place for a second. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. Number three is we demand a defense against white supremacist violence. Number four is we demand justice for the black residents of South Carolina. Number five is we demand an end to police harassment and racial profiling in South Carolina. Number six is we demand of ourselves self-improvement in the black community. And number seven is we demand reparations and compensation for 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, and legalized segregation and suffering by the colony and the state of South Carolina. And all of these demands have an explanation to them. And you should go on the website, www.newblackpanther.com, and by God's grace, by tomorrow, they will be up, and they will be distributed. Why am I reading that to you? I want to let you know that we're serious about what we're doing in that area, serious about serving the people, serious about building a movement amongst all of our people, whether they're in the organization or not, from all walks of life that want a better life and they want justice. And this is the job of us. We must be out there serving the people. And so I'll see you. We want you there early on Saturday morning. If you can come in Friday, you can check in by calling area code 240-464-1520. Brother Akbar, 240-464-1520. Let's get up and let's move. It's going to be big. It's going to be important. And we know that it's a heightened time of security. And so let's roll. You should be out there organizing, getting your funds together, and making your move to come on in and to join our leadership. And so, again, to conclude, it appears to be our crucifixion, but it is the time of our exaltation. People that do not and did not know about us have a chance to hear from us. You have a chance now. You should be walking around everywhere with your notepad and your pen. And when brothers and sisters see you, you should take their number and your information. It is the time for outreach to explain to them what we are and the good that we mean for our people. You should be going to all leadership and to see how to get them to come out now to support us. If you have a hookup on the radio or blog radio or somewhere, you should be plugging your leadership in so we can get the word out. You should be coming up and at least trying to write, trying to email, trying to push forward the position of your organization. There's so much you could be doing in this hour, you know. You should be, if it's certain cities like New York, for example, you should be up and moving, begging your leadership to come in so you're holding a defense rally and rallying the community. And so there are so many things that you could do of good right now for the cause of your organization and your people, and God has put you right in the right position. He put you right in the right position and put the eyes of the world right on you right now so the good could be manifest. But you must get up, and you cannot be lazy, and you can't lack confidence. It's time to wake up, clean up, and stand up. Wukusu, take charge of your post. And all black nation property in view. This is the time of the fulfillment of history as we walk on the pages of history where we will make history and write our own history that equals our own home circumference in this day and hour. It is our day, this time, the year 2010. There's no doubt about it, dear brothers and sisters. It is the year. It has been and shall be the year of the new Black Panther Party. I am your brother, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and I will continue to guide you as best I can according to what I've been through. I've been through these struggles with Khalid Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan and the Million Youth March, and Khalid Muhammad and King College and the Jews and Farrakhan and the Millions More Movement and Malik Zulu Shabazz and Howard University. I've been down this road many times. By God's grace, I got the keys, the answer key to the test. And so all you have to do in this day and time is let me complete the test. I got the answer key to the test, and if you will follow my guidance, we will pass the test in a glorious and magnified way because God plans on taking us and putting us up on top of civilization. And so may God bless you, and may all of the ancestors bless you. As I greet you in peace, assalamu alaikum, and black power. I'll stay on the line for a few questions, and then I have to go. Take care of some business.
Yes, sir. Black power to the listening audience that's on the phone line. We're now going into the After our session, we'll ask a few questions to the national chairman, and then we'll let him go. These questions come from the chat room and some off of Facebook, and so we'll start. Question number one, will established civil rights groups physically confront Glenn Beck's Tea Party August 28th? Again, question, will the established civil rights group physically be there to confront Glenn Beck and the Tea Party on August 28th? From the chat room.
Oh, okay. Well, I cannot tell you what the agenda of the established civil rights groups are. I cannot speak for the NAACP. Am I still being heard?
Yes, sir. You're still on, brother.
Okay. I cannot speak for the NAACP or the National Action Network, or that's really all I can see that would have the capacity to even confront, or Rainbow Push. Jesse Sharpton has already come out and declared that he will not demonstrate. He may be opposed, but he will not. That was a strange move to me. I'll be on his radio show tomorrow at some point on Sharpton's show. I have to see how he treats this issue and how he treats me, how long he gives it. But so I don't know why he would say that and just write it off right away, but that's another subject. I have to see what the NAACP is going to do. And I must be honest, to a degree, that will be part of my thinking on whether or not we would make a move. I am not necessarily interested in the new Black Panther Party running out on the mall by ourselves, even if it's 100 of us, going out there by ourselves to confront Glenn Beck and a whole bunch of white folks in the Tea Party and thousands of police officers. I'm not into no shows and no spectacles. I'm into some serious business. Now, if a situation develops where there is other people, other movements, the masses of the people that's going to do something, and then according to unity, we can work together to achieve something constructive and strong there, then by all means. But I ain't into just no showtime. There's so much else to do and plenty of other fields to work. I'm not going to sit up here and play games with this silly little cracker, Glenn Beck. It's silly. He's just a silly kid. I wish I could get a one-on-one debate with him and just crush him. And it will be coming soon. But at any rate, the main point right now, dear brothers and sisters, is I don't know what they'll do. If anybody has information on what the NAACP is saying and what they will do or others will do, then so be it. But I'm not going to be beating the war drums heavy, 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 saying everybody August 28th in Washington, because I ain't trying to go out there with no hundreds. If I go out there to watch it down there to confront some Tea Party, we have to go out there with about 2,000 or 3,000. And so we have to assess whether or not we could pull that off. If you can't pull it off, it ain't no need to really go out there like that. If we're going to go out there with some other groups or organizations, it's possible. And so we'll see. We'll keep it with open for discussion, and it's a possibility. But right now my mind is on Newberry on July 17th. And even though the enemy is not covering that, to me what happened to Anthony Hill and what's happening in hate crimes is much more important than Glenn Beck, who goes out and reserves the monument on Martin Luther King's. He says he's claiming the mantle of Martin Luther King. I mean, these right-wing civil rights leaders is killing me. Mormon civil rights leaders. The Mormons just now recognize that the black man was human.
That's right.
But he's a civil rights leader. This thing is really going to open up. This thing is really going to open up in a few days, as you'll see. Let's take some more questions.
Yes, sir. We got a call in line so we can pull him in. 404-587. You're on the air with National Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz. Your question, please.
Yes. I'm Minister Kente Ala from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir. Your question.
My question is to Malik. I've already been to Newberry twice and stuff. Can we make Newberry like the model city so we can set up like community programs so we can kind of like show this example of how we're going to run other cities?
That is a timely and perfect question, Brother Kente. I'm so happy to hear your voice, and thank you for helping with this current immediate situation in this hour. Dear brother, that is what we're working on, and that what we have been doing. For those that don't know, we have been trying to make it, as Brother Kinte say, a model for what kind of work that we want to do and set up in a city. And it's a great chance there because we have the broad masses there that are working with us. And so through the new Black Panther Party, through the Black Unity Coalition, through working through these seven demands and these 7 points that we're going to work with the brothers and sisters on, we're going to be running our Newberry campaign, Carolina campaign, through the rest of the year here on out. But the greater share, Brother Kinte, of the work in the city is going to start to be left on those that are in Newberry as we help them out of Atlanta. But it's almost like, for lack of a better example, the United States, what they say when they go into Afghanistan and then they say they want to pull out and leave the responsibility of security to the Afghan forces or the Iraqi forces. And so we want to go in and empower the town and then help them to be able to carry out the agenda more themselves as we support them on a monthly or biweekly basis and through other means and through our new representatives in the city. As we go on to do what? Raise up other counties, raise up other cities, and raise our own cities and make Atlanta the model for what we want to do. You know what I mean? Make the cities that we are in and other new counties and areas. So the answer is yes, brother. We will work to do that, and you will be a part of that and part of the follow-up from the march on Saturday, the follow-up and the continuous plans. They want men's meetings, women's meetings. We are demanding serious changes from the system. We can't just march and demand these changes. Then we have to keep attacking until we get justice there. So we got a lot of work to do, Brother Kinte, and so I'm happy to be working with you and everybody right now. You should be helping Brother Sean to round up good talent. If you think you can help move and make sense, if you're good with administration and helping talk to people and follow up and you want to help put your talent and skill into the running of the organization, you should get with Brother Sean right away and volunteer your time with Brother Sean so we can keep up with the massive number of recruits.
That's right.
That are coming in this hour. We need help. We need help, Brother Kinte. So help where you are, help in Newberry. And hell, if you or anybody else can help Brother Sean, we need more help. We need some sisters and some brothers to step up right away and get more help because it's more work than we can handle right now. Next question.
Yes, sir. How can the revolution be a...
Hello?
Revolution be attained when black people or African people are dead to the knowledge of themselves, living like zombies?
I think part of my phone went off for part of it. Your question is, how many callers do we have on the line right now? Are you there? Are we there?
You hear me?
I think I'm going in and out. How many callers do we have on the line right now?
Yes, sir. The lines are still full, Brother Chairman. We're still jam-packed.
Okay, your question is, how can we raise a revolution when we're dead to a knowledge of self?
Yes, sir. And black people are walking like zombies. That's from the chat room. How can we raise revolution?
If a revolution is a complete constructive change, change does not always happen in 1 second or in one rebellion or in one mighty tumultuous event. A change occurs in degrees. And so if you look at our current situation and what is happening with the new Black Panther Party, we can be part of raising the dead. We are put out here to raise the dead. The attention is being put on us because anytime they just see the Panther, anytime they just see a black man standing up, even if they don't understand one word he says, it sparks something in them. And so even though they are zombies, God is working it today where he's shocking the zombie. He's shocking those in their graves. They're shocked today. I didn't know they exist. They still here. That nigga could be laid up anywhere. He don't know that. He went on to what? You hear what he say about them white folks? Yeah. God is using us to help raise the dead. We have to take advantage of the time while it's happening. And so we are the ones that are supposed to have the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the tools, the keys, the teachings of the nation, the teachings of Elijah, Master Far Muhammad, the teachings of Malcolm, Marcus Garvey, the good teachings, and the activism, which many don't have, the ability to go into the field and to press and challenge in the field. That's one thing in this whole big voter intimidation deal that's going down. They are frightened of our ability to mobilize in the field. They're all on me about that. Did you order them in the field? How can you move? You are not allowed to move black people in the field. This is not a rostrum-only revolution. We're moving, brothers and sisters, have the capacity to move men and numbers in the field. It's frightening. And so I would say this, dear brother, revolution depends on us. If the light is being placed on us and the revolution is based on light, as the light of the sun strikes the earth and causes it to spin at 1,037 one-third miles an hour, if the light is on us, then we have to reflect the light or be the light or reflect the light to cause the earth to spin and cause the dead to arise from their grave. It'll be on us. It's what we do in this day and hour. It is us. Believe it or not, it is not hype, and it ain't an overstatement, you know? And so we can recruit now by the thousands. Right. We can recruit and raise brothers and sisters and raise movement up by the thousands. You know, you got a good name. You go somewhere now, I'm a new Black Panther Party. Yeah, I heard about y'all. Yeah, I ain't paying no attention. I ain't paying no attention to old Riley and them. Man. I love you. I love me some Lee. What's y'all my brother name? Leek Shabazz? I am with y'all. They with us. So we should be cleaning up and rolling out strong and pushing our agenda strong right now. We should be amongst the people, our meetings, pushing a strong, intelligent meeting flyer everywhere, making sure everything is right, welcoming the people in. And, Sean, you go on and raise up a new crop. If this crop is all right, but a better crop is out in the streets, if our best followers is in the street, then you go on out there and get them from out of the street.
Yes, sir, Brother Jim.
Okay, and so that's it, brothers and sisters. Yeah, that's how I mean. I do not think that the people will remain. I think circumstances and conditions will not allow them to remain dead. The way they're attacking this black president and showing overt racism, it's going to get so heated. That is going to force. It is going to force the people into consciousness. The people will be forced into consciousness. Race is everywhere right now. You see what I mean? Race is everywhere. They're all on the news right now talking about the NAACP, racism, the new Black Panther Party. Race is everywhere. America was born with a racial issue. With a racial defect still in 2010, the racial divide is the number one issue. And now the question is whether the NAACP will denounce the new Black Panther Party. That's the new push on the table. And I'm thinking about issuing a public warm letter, or maybe not so public, to Brother Ben Jealous of the NAACP, so they are not able to pit one of us against the other. Okay, I'll take the next question.
Yes, sir. Next question. How does the new Black Panther Party feel about white people who are not racist? This is the question. How does the new Black Panther Party feel about white people who are not known racist or not racist?
This is from the chat line. I guess that might be from a white person. I keep telling y'all, it ain't just the Panther. It ain't just the Panther Party on the line. How do we feel about white people that are not racist? We hope that they will go out and prove that they are not racist. That's what I would say. If you're not, then we would like to see overt evidence of you working amongst the rest of the whites, like Minister Malcolm X said, to go out there and to do whatever you would do to battle and to take down a world of injustice and to fight amongst them and the government of the United States and others for reparations for African people.
That's
within
right.
your own sphere and your own circle. That's how we feel about it. We feel that you should be busy undoing the damage that the others are doing and have done. Next question.
Yes, sir. Outside of the speeches and what we hear, what are some of the programs and what are some of the actions the New Black Panther Party does as an organization?
That's great. There again, once again, this Saturday was a vivid example of the labor and the work that we do. We work against hate crimes and racism and are always known as the friend of the black victim, which is different than the Black Panther of the 1960s. In the movie, in the history of the Panther Party, they always talk about Denzel Dowell, and they talk about the street corner and Huey Newton and them Fix. They were known for some of their early activism, and later on they went into food and clothing programs and drives. The government co-opted many of the food program and drives, and so there's not necessarily the same problem today. However, the New Black Panther Party has always been the friend of the police brutality victim, the hate crime victim, and the family in need. And these incidents are going on all over the country. So we're constantly mobilizing for justice and sometimes getting some justice and working to fight these cases and these causes. That is one consistent work that we have done around the country, from Katherine Johnston shot down 100 times in Atlanta to Megan Williams in West Virginia, to Sean Bell, to James Byrd, to Cincinnati. From city after city, these causes we are fighting and are having an effect in the fight for justice. Mm-hmm. In Newberry County, South Carolina, not only are we just fighting for the hate crime issue for Anthony Hill, but we are fighting to organize the community in Newberry County, South Carolina, for the defense and the protection of itself. And so there's no way that this kind of violence could go on, and we say the solution is merely or only to ask the federal government to charge with a hate crime. Black men and black women must be raised up to defend the community. And I'm not going to speak too much further on that, but that is one of our jobs, to organize cities and towns into defense bases to be able to defend our people against racist violence and racist attacks. That's in our 10-point program.
Sir.
The New Black Panther Party program in Newberry, South Carolina, this is an example of the kind of work that we do. Has seven demands. We have formed a coalition in the town and formed a black unity coalition and have come up with seven demands of the residents that the residents are demanding from the city and the state. They want justice, and they are our partners and our allies. They want an end to harassment and racial profiling. They want recreation centers and places where their children can play. And so we have partnered with them and have a strategic plan and community organizing to work with them and to keep fighting until those demands are met, meaning we're in it for the long term. We're out of just marching or having a demonstration for a minute and moving on to the next issue. We're going to stay the course here on the case of Anthony Hill and the case of Newberry, South Carolina. In the cities where we're doing it right, we have political education classes and black liberation theology meetings and activist meetings every week where we are teaching, ministering, educating, and planning and organizing community activities. Like in other areas such as Newark, New Jersey, we're fighting anti-violence, and they're fighting, and the constant focus is the ending of violence amongst the youth, one of the longest-running campaigns in the country, over 50-something weeks in Newark, New Jersey, under Bashir Akinyele there in Newark, the Anti-Violence Coalition. It's just a constant and continuous work out in the streets every week to combat the violence and to bring an end to those causes. So there are a lot of things that we are doing. And no one should just say, well, they're just giving speeches and so forth.
That's
right. Because we're doing much more than that. But if we were just doing just that, I know some organizations, that's all they do is teach. Mm-hmm. And hell, no one can just knock straight education. We need to be doing more teaching and more talking. But if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm carrying out a multifaceted agenda. I'm teaching, strategizing, writing, organizing, security. I'm working all kind of posts.
Right.
And if I should be teaching more. And so that's kind of like a smart remark. He's just teaching. Let me let you know, I'm going to run my mouth all through the fall. I'm going to be blasting you. If you're the enemy, this will be the fall. Well, I will be out there teaching hard everywhere. And I'm going to get started this Saturday with my keynote address in front of the city hall, county courthouse in Newberry. Any more, then I'm going to try to go. I got to try to carry out some more agenda items tonight. It's a lot of work to do.
No, sir, Brother Chairman. We're going to let you go, sir. You've answered plenty tonight, unless you just want to keep going.
No, that's it. No, I got too much to do. I got to check on some critical matters. Brother, thank you very much. I will continue on. Let me get off of here and move to the next assignment. To everybody there, we love you. We appreciate you. Let's get up and make our move into Newberry, South Carolina, so we can move to the next level in this liberation struggle. It's live. It's going on live right now. Black Power.
Black Power. And there you heard it live first, right here on Black Power Radio, the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party, National Representative, the Honorable Minister Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. There he was, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And for all of those who couldn't get on the phone lines, again, all shows are archived and streamed, so you'll hear all of that, plus the questions via the Blog Talk Black Power Radio. So we thank you for your time and thank you for listening, and we hope that you will join us again. Spread the word every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Black Power Radio. We'll be back at you at 11 p.m. Eastern and 10 p.m. Central, and we'll leave you with Black Power and more Black Power.
Number love for you. You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman
no
at that. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our 50s. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
White man's world.
This white man's